Hello and welcome to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. This week, my guest is Dr. Siobhan Murray, the founder of Blue Puppy Dentistry and Orthodontics. Her business began back in 2010 when she opened her Donegal Town practice, and since then there has been considerable growth. Blue Puppy Dentistry and Orthodontics opened a second practice in Letterkenny in 2019, and this year we'll see another major development with the opening of a third premises, this one being in a high-profile location in the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. I recently paid a visit to Dr. Siobhan in Letterkenny to find out more about the business, the dental and orthodontic sector, and how technology has played its part. And I also got her views on the risks of going abroad for dental-related work. I began by asking her a bit about her own background and how she got into dentistry. So, Siobhan, you're from Oma, and after leaving school, you went to college in Trinity College in Dublin. Had the interest been there in the school years to go down very much in that dentistry route?
Yes, Chris. I come from a dentistry background. My dad was a dentist in Oma for 40 years, and my brother took over his practice. So it's definitely within the family. As a teenager, I would go down and help out. You know, 13, 14 years of age, I'd be helping out when he needed a nurse or when he needed a receptionist. So it was always within me. I was lucky enough to get into Trinity College, in one of the best dental colleges, and had a fantastic 5 years there. Met some amazing people, amazing influences, really enjoyed my course, and did well, became a scholar, and really couldn't get enough of the academic side. And then following on from that, one of the interests, my special interest at the time, was orthodontics. So I followed on that study with a year in head and neck surgery in Manchester University, and that's where I learned a lot about surgery, oral surgery. We dealt with some cancer patients and even patients coming into A&E with broken jaws, that sort of thing. We had to treat and look after them. And that was a foundation year to orthodontics. Within that surgical year, you take part in an orthodontic team. Those where the orthodontic team has surgical influences. When people put, you're not just moving teeth, but you're actually repositioning jaws to improve a bite. So that's very high tech. But I stuck with the orthodontics. I got onto a very good orthodontic program. I was luckily to be mentored by the lady who wrote our undergraduate textbook. And I spent 2 years with her and then finished with a master's at Warwick University, and then came back and to Ireland. I didn't particularly want to work in the north, and my brother was already established there. So I've always loved Donegal. And so this was the natural progression for me. And I've been here since, so and loving it.
Back to 2010. Donegal Town opened up your first practice, so obviously a lot of thought went into it, and it's a big step, an element of nervousness going out on your own, a big decision.
You're absolutely right. It was a huge, big decision, but I think within us you have personal challenges, and personal challenges that cannot be ignored, and if you don't answer them, you're not progressing in life. So I took a leap of faith, as anyone who takes a chance does. It's always a leap of faith. And I found a fantastic premises in Donegal Town. And coincidentally, my father had been on the look for me as well. And he had come to Donegal Town independently, and we found the same place. So it seemed like an affirmation that this was where we were going to take off. I was very blessed in having fantastic staff immediately. A fantastic hygienist, Susan O'Loughlin, who's still with us, and she's a great keystone to our practice. And then two other nurses, receptionist. And I can remember the first phone call that took place. We opened up on a very snowy November 2010, middle of the recession and Celtic Tiger well over and snow abounding and having to try to get through the gap in my mother's old 98 Toyota Starlet. But we made it, and I remember the first phone call came through, and at that stage we didn't even have an office, and the phone was on the floor in a cupboard, and we all rushed to the floor with a notebook and put the first patient's name in. And that patient, I'm sure he won't mind me naming him, was Niall Cassidy, who's still with us, which is great. And thank you, Niall, for it, you know. And then really it was just about opening the doors and, you know, waiting for that leap of faith to take its hold.
Obviously, you'd looked at the market a little bit and Donegal Town, but you obviously need a certain amount of customers to make the business pay. So was it a slow build-up? Word of mouth is hugely important.
Word of mouth has always been important in Donegal. Even today, when we're bombarded with social media and everything, it's still word of mouth here. Because people are putting their trust in strangers, and they really want to know, can they trust that stranger? And if they ask their friends, and their friends said, we had a good experience, yes, you know, that's how we get people in. And actually, that's really how our practice progressed in Donegal Town. I think we had started off with about 1,000 in our first year and progressed to an additional 1,000 every year. It grew quite quickly in that regard. But I also joined a business group, BNI, and there was a group of us, a core group of us within Donegal Town that would meet at 6:30 every morning, every Thursday morning. And we did this for 3 years. It kind of dissolved a little bit once the economy took up and everybody got busy. But during that time, you know, there were pharmacists, insurance people, shopkeepers, and we all made that commitment to meet and be with each other and help each other. And that was a huge help to me personally. And I'm still friends with many of them today and will still call on them. You know, there are quite a few here in Donegal Town or in Letterkenny. You know, Gary Cooney's one, and, you know, we've remained friends and we help each other out. And so that support is really important for anybody setting up a business, you know, having a network of friends that you can empathise with and can assist you if you have problems.
And those referrals, if it's somebody you know and trust, obviously the benefits are clear. Those early days, just explain the difference between dentistry and orthodontics, and sometimes the two are not always done in the one practice.
This is right. I mean, we're a dental practice with a special interest, but we have specialists within our team. So basically, dentistry is just your general dental work. But with orthodontists, it's a special field within dentistry, and it's straightening teeth is what most people will see it. But there are two important aspects of orthodontics. The first is aesthetics, which is what people come in for. They want to look better. That's not a difficult one to do, but the important thing for the patient and the most important thing for us is getting the function right. So the teeth are straight, but they have to work together. If they're not working together well, they can cause more damage. So it's a bit of a science, and but very rewarding, because you know you end up spending a year or two with the same patient, especially our younger patients coming in, going through school and seeing their changes, and you know, you become like they become almost part of a family, and then you contribute to that lovely change in their lives where, you know, they leave with a nice smile, you know.
The name Blue Poppy Dental stems back from some of your own travels. Maybe you can just elaborate on where it all came from.
So when I was starting the practice, I'd done an awful lot of traveling, especially as a dental student. And one of the places that I visited was the Himalayas in India. I spent a month up in the Indian Himalayas. And it was before tech really had gotten to, you know, they didn't have internet or anything like that. So we literally had to travel on the back of donkeys from village to village and over some very dangerous ravines. And we stayed in, you know, sheds that didn't have roofs and things like that. And it was very rough and ready, but an amazing experience. So when I got back, then I've done some other traveling since then, but that was, I suppose, was a major life-changing trip for us. When we were there, we were teaching children how to look after their teeth. We went into little schools, and actually it was the mothers that were the most interested, you know, in looking after their children's hygiene. So starting the practice then, I just didn't want to have a practice called Murray Dental. Sorry, Dad. But, you know, I suppose I felt opening a business, I was going to be really tethered, and I felt that this was the end of my freedom. And so I wanted a practice name that would inspire nature, colour, and friendliness and openness. And so that's where that name came from. Somebody gave me a book at the end of my travels called The Blue Poppies, and it actually included some of the villages that we stayed in. The name just appealed to me, and so that's where I came from.
Yeah. Nice to have something different, and the emblem there, it stuck, and now people, there is that brand recognition.
Yes, Alan Reid from Reid Designs in Ballybuffet helped with that. We had some fun putting that together, and actually it's been a lovely brand. It's a lovely logo, and easy to replicate, and yeah, he did a really good job.
So things were going well in Donegal Town, continued to expand. Was it always at the back of your mind that you'd have maybe branched out and have a second premises? How did Letterkenny come about?
I just felt that I wanted to increase our team. Letterkenny is a very busy hub town, and it's one that's progressing, it's growing. I wanted to build a special team of dentists, which fortunately we've managed to achieve. I wanted our patients to have everything in house, not just cleaning and not just orthodontics, not just fillings, but implants, dentures, crowns, composite bonding, veneers, smile designs. You know, I just wanted to be part of a team. I've always enjoyed being part of a team. And it's a lovely feeling when someone comes into you and they just said, I want to change things. And I can pop next door to maybe Dr. Ehor, who does smile designs in the surgery next to mine. I can go down to Dr. Lydia, ask her about composites or airflow cleans. I can go to Dr. Ahmed for implants, Dr. Naveen for root canals. So, you know, we have that luxury within our team to look after people holistically, and people I can depend on. And we don't have to send patients to Dublin or Belfast. Everything can be done within our team, which is great.
And that saves people the expense of travel, maybe overnight accommodation, and just the pure convenience as well of being able to come here.
Well, communication between the dentists is so much easier. If, for instance, I'm doing an orthodontic case and I need to leave space for an implant, or a bridge, if it goes from a bridge to an implant or something, then they'll need a little bit more space, and they'll say, Siobhan, just open that a little bit more for me. And so we have that communication. Literally, someone can pop next door and tell me, you know, what they need, and we can get that done all within the patient's visit within the practice. So it makes patient treatments and treatment plans so much easier. And it's exciting. You know, I get to work with new dentists, new people, their new skills. They've come from various backgrounds. You know, it's great. You always learn something from the people that you work with. Everyone's had a completely different experience. And it's the shared experience that makes us stronger, makes us a really strong team.
You've touched on there the fact you have a team, and it's very much a family affair.
It is, Chris. We have three married couples within the team, and then if you include my husband in it, then maybe four. He's not a dentist, by the way, but yeah, we're very blessed to have them. Dr. Ahmed was our first dentist to come on board, and his wife Naveen is an specialist endodontist. Actually, she was head of the endodontic department in Dubai, in their hospital, and Dr. Ahmed does our implants, oral surgery, and dentures, crowns, that sort of thing, as does Dr. Ehor. And Dr. Ehor uses a smile design which can digitally show you what your teeth are going to look like after you've had, you know, your veneers or your composites or your orthodontics. His wife does composite bonding, that's Anna. So Anna and Ehor have come from the Ukraine, both highly skilled dentists, and you know, many years experience, and they're excited to contribute to our practice and to be working. This is the first time these dentists have worked as part of a team like this. Our third couple is Dr. Sunny and Dr. Deng. They're incredibly good general dentists and very good with veneers and crowns, that sort of thing. Sunny is our resident dentist in Donegal Town. She's very popular there, and it's lovely to have a female dentist who's great with children and great with families. Dr. Teng works between both practices. Then we have Dr. Lydia. Dr. Lydia has just been awarded the Colgate Ulster Dentist of the Year for work that she's done on her patients. The Colgate Awards are a patient's means of speaking about their dentist and speaking up about the work that they've done, and applauding them. So Lydia's work is mostly composite bonding, composite veneers, and she's recently been doing courses working with microscopes. So it means the work is highly detailed. So and then we have our latest dentist is Dr. Payam. Dr. Payam is an orthodontist, specialist orthodontist, and he has a very unique field, which is lingual orthodontics. Lingual orthodontics, these are braces that fit on the back of the teeth, not the front. You'll typically see people with train tracks, but what Dr. Payam does, and I think there are only five or six people doing this in the whole country, he puts the braces behind the teeth. So it means, especially with adults who don't want to wear an aligner, because with aligners you have to take them in and out to eat and keep them clean, you can go about your business normally and people won't even know you have a brace because they're at the back of your teeth, not at the front. So that's really unique, unique work. He just arrived before Christmas. We're really excited to have him. In fact, he got engaged. So yeah, and his family are moving here, so we're excited about him.
In terms of recruitment in the dental sector, are there enough dentists and orthodontists coming on stream in this country? Is it difficult to get staff?
It's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult, especially orthodontists. We've been trying for years to get someone. This is why, you know, it's such a blessing to have Payam. Dr. Mazen is another one of our orthodontists. He's from the Ukraine. And he started a couple of years ago and has really gotten into a new set of aligners called Smarty. And he's been given an award for the work that he's done by the company. So another blessing for us is to have someone with his talents as well.
And tell me, in Ireland, you've the private sector and the public sector. We hear, you know, there's a big shortage of dentists in the public sector as well. So be it public or private, there is an issue there.
There is certainly an issue. And I do think that part of the issue starts with education. There is a lack of education for oral hygiene and cleaning and things like that. Looking after the teeth, you know, people aren't even aware that they have gum disease and what the importance of what that is. You know, any time of a type of gum bleeding, it means that their disease is present, however minimal. And we don't get that so much in our schools. We're hoping, myself and Dr. Naveen, Dr. Anna and Dr. Lydia are trying to put together a schools program. We have been working with one of the schools here in Letterkenny. But it's been a timeline issue. We haven't managed to agree a timeline on that. But it's our hope for 2026 to put together a schools program so that we can go into schools and let our teenagers especially know. Young children, it's very important, but it tends to be that in teenage years, that's when, you know, oral hygiene tends to take a backseat, you know, as life gets busy with other things. And we want to get this message across before they go out into the world of university, college, whatever, and, you know, instill good habits. And because I think if they understand what the repercussions are, it will be a wake up call for them, because it's such a simple thing to keep. To keep a hold on. Oral hygiene is not difficult, but it's just a matter of forming good habits through education.
Is it fair to say there's sort of two broad areas? One is the pure health and hygiene and looking after your teeth, and the other is more on the sort of cosmetic side of things.
The basic stuff is always important. Each of us as dentists will always start off with a basic intraoral examination. We do full charting on gum health and dental health. None of our specialist treatments will take place unless there's good foundation. You know, it's like building a house on straw. You know, you have to have a good foundation. And so even though we're very excited about all the extra stuff that we can do, and, you know, we've invested heavily in technology that makes that work as accurate as possible, it will be no good unless the foundations are set. And sometimes that's quite difficult, because you're taking people back to ground zero and trying to teach them habits that they've never learned in the first place. They talk about an old dog and new tricks. So we do have a little bit of work on some people. And then some people just get it, and it's like a huge wake-up call. And it's like, no, nobody's ever told me about that. And they do the work themselves through the advice that we give them. And the cooperation that we get from patients like that makes our work more exciting, because not only do you have a nice result, but you have a patient whose mindset now is on dental health, and they tell their family, and you know, that message gets passed on.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. My guest this week is Dr. Siobhan Murray, founder of Blue Poppy Dentistry and Orthodontics here in Donegal. Well, coming up, I'll hear about plans for the new premises in Letterkenny Shopping Centre, fashion trends, anti-snoring treatments, gum shields, and much, much more. Now, Siobhan, we've mentioned technology, and I'm sure in the 15 years or so since setting up in Donegal Town, you've seen huge advances, particularly the whole digitalisation of things has made a difference in so many areas. And likewise for you, big advances.
Yes, Chris. I mean, they're real big boys' toys now, and they have taken dentistry to a new level. Speaking personally, from an orthodontic perspective, we now, all our surgeries, each of our surgeries now has an intraoral scanner. For orthodontics, what this means is at the start of each case, we can do an intraoral scan where we put a little probe. It's like a little bit bigger than a toothbrush. It goes in, and it's like, oh, when you're brushing your teeth, you go to the outside, the inside, and the round, and you take an image when people bite. So that gives us an idea of how the teeth meet and how healthy they are. So you can come up with a three-dimensional model which acts as a record. That's at the start of an orthodontic treatment. We repeat that at the end to show improvements. But from the perspective of aligners, we use two companies here, Invisalign and Smarty. Basically, what is a dental aligner? Well, an aligner is like a little plastic tray that fits over the teeth. You would be given a set of these, and each one you'd wear for 2 weeks, and it moves the teeth incrementally, which means you don't have to put a fixed brace on, and nobody really notices that you're wearing a brace. So that, for instance, in the Invisalign, we have our intraoral iTero scanner. We have an app on our phones. It's all data protection has been approved on that. And that marries onto a third platform at either the Invisalign site or the Smarty site, all that inflammation comes together and it forms. We send it to the company as the patient is in the chair, and the treatment plan comes back from the company, and the aligners can be back to the patient within 2 to 3 weeks, and they can start their journey that way. It means all our records are digital and uploaded, so it's easy to reference. We can do 3D virtual scans that will show the patient what their teeth are going to look like as the teeth are moving, and we can send that to the patient and they can play with it or reference it, whatever they want. And even some of the scanners now will have a facility whereby they can show what the patient actually looks like by digitally moving the face and the teeth, so that at the end you can see what your teeth are going to look like, nice and straight. That's from my perspective. Say from the implant perspective, Dr. Ihor and Dr. Ahmed do our implants. We now have a CT scanner. We've had that now for a number of years. I did a course at King's College London on CBCT scanning. I think it was one of the first in the country to do that. So we have a lot of information and know-how on that. And some of our dentists will use that on their crowns, placing implants to increase the accuracy of their work, but also to highlight anything that might be hidden, any pathology that may get in the way of things that are moving. And sometimes we find things that patients didn't know about, and we're able to advise them on what to do going forwards.
The capital cost for a lot of the new equipment, I'm sure, is quite a lot. There's a big outlay there. I take it there's no grants or anything. You have to fund these things yourselves?
Unfortunately, we don't get any grants, and we also are not VATable, so we have to pay VAT, which we don't get back either. So, you know, it is a big sacrifice. But in order to work the way we want to work, we're happy to make that investment. And it does make our work really rewarding. And it means that we can present our work with a high standard. And, you know, patients can be assured of as good a work as any that can be done for them to have the result that they desire, that they're looking for.
And tell me, do you travel a lot? Do you go to conferences? I mean, to keep abreast of all the changes in technology?
Up until COVID, I'd been going quite a lot. But since COVID, I haven't been to as many as I'd like to, mainly because I've been focusing on the business. 2026 was going to change that for me. I'm hoping to attend a few more conferences this year. I always enjoyed it. I always enjoy attending courses. You come back feeling renewed, regenerated. You know, you just want to get into something new. I have missed that because on the business side, it's taken up a lot of my time. But I know my dentists who work here are attending courses regularly. As I say, Dr. Lydia has just done that course on doing veneers, composite veneers under microscopes. I know Dr. Anna did one recently. I think it was in Hungary. And so, you know, it's something that we all love to do. And it just regenerates your excitement, the excitement that you have about what you do. And then you get to share that knowledge with your other colleagues within the practice. We do have team evenings. We had been meeting once a month, and somebody just picks a topic and they talk about it. And it really it's a sociable thing. It's an excuse to get together, but you do learn an awful lot. And it does make you think, and you go back and, you know, you're never done learning. You're never done learning. Even and every person is different. Every experience is different. Every tooth is different. So the more information you can glean from your colleagues or from courses, the better. The better it is for your patient, but, you know, it does regenerate interest in the work that you do.
Now, exciting times ahead, because a third premises is about to open.
Yes, Blue Poppy number 3 is about to open in the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. We're quite close to Tesco's, just next to the pharmacy there. And really, this is taking Blue Poppy to a new level. We have our digital tech and everything like that. We've encompassed that, but now we want to present dentistry in a different way. people tend to be afraid of dentistry. It's a bit of a chore to have to make an appointment, park a car, that sort of thing. So with our new premises, we'll be promoting our aligners. We'll be promoting our composite bonding, our airflow. So people can actually come in. If they decide that they want treatment, they can go ahead. Most of the time, they probably won't need an appointment, especially in our early days. But basically, it provides a window to our work and our practices. If somebody wants to make an appointment in Donegal Town, they can walk in and make an appointment there. They can walk in and have a chat about implants. Some people, a lot of older people who have dentures, think that's it. But there's a new type of denture now called what's called an all-on-four, where you don't have to have a palate on the denture. You put four implants into the gum and a little. It's like an arch, a horseshoe shape. The arch, these teeth can be clicked in, and you get a really good, satisfying bite. Like with normal teeth, it makes the dentures really strong. They don't move. You don't have that bother of, you know, dentures causing problems, slipping. You know, it's more hygienic because it doesn't cover the palate, the roof of the mouth, and it certainly gives people a lot of confidence. So there are things that you can come in and talk about. You know, anything that we've discussed in our interview today, people, if anything has been highlighted there by individuals, they can come in and discuss that with their staff while they're out having their coffee, their shopping. It's really about improving our access to the public and making us a little bit more user-friendly.
Yeah, so by being based in a shopping centre, big footfall, there'll be people going past, might look in, might never have thought of going for some orthodontic procedure, and suddenly, well, hold on, I'm going to have a look at this.
Well, this is exactly it. You know, people have heard about, for instance, aligners. Well, there's nothing to stop an individual coming in and deciding, this is the day I want to have it done. We'll have our two fully working surgeries there with our clinicians available to do scans. Once they have their scans and their photographs and their dental examination is complete and approved, they can have their aligners back in 3 weeks. They can come back to the unit in the shopping centre when they're doing their shopping, pick up their aligners, have their aligners fitted, and everything is done within the ease of the patient.
The industry here is highly regulated. We hear a lot about people going abroad for treatment of one sort or another. So what's your view on that? It can be quite risky.
Risky is the word, I would say, Chris. And the other thing you said is highly regulated. It is highly regulated here. So people should have a huge comfort zone having their treatment done at home. I know there are. It's a cost issue for most people. But two things. Cost can be broken down, and we do offer payment options, payment plans, direct debits. You know, we work with our patients in order to facilitate them in that regard. But the second thing is, we spoke earlier about the foundation, dental foundation, gums, and, you know, you want to present without tooth decay, you want to present with healthy gums. Often when you go abroad, you want everything done at once, and that doesn't leave time to repair your gums, to make them healthy for your treatment. So people can come back and they may be happy with how their teeth look, but the foundations are unstable. And what tends to happen is, you know, it's the gums that let them down, what's happening underneath the crowns that they've had. And really, no dentist wants to touch another person's work, because a lot of these cases, when they go wrong badly. And so I would be concerned at the lack of support that individuals might have, and it may be a false economy if they have to go back out and get things fixed and repeatedly. So it wouldn't be something that I would encourage. I think people really need to weigh up the safety issues and also the benefits of having your dentist here when you need him for support, him or her, for support and backup when things may go wrong.
What about fashion trends?
Well, trends are universal now. What we're getting asked for at the moment is airflow techniques, which is a new way of cleaning, which is a micro sandblasting. Many of our clinicians do that. We have a few units within the practice, so that's a big one. And it gives teeth and gums a really thorough clean. And we would always recommend that before whitening. Whitening is another very hot topic. People want to come in and have their teeth whitened. But again, whitening holds risks. So a full examination of gums and teeth, and not everybody is suitable. But we can get them, with most people who are not suitable, we can get them suitable through their oral hygiene and work that they do on themselves. The common topic at the moment is composite bonding, which is restoration of the front teeth with a white filling material. It's a very straightforward process, and it can transform a patient's smile in one visit. Again, some patients are not suitable for that, but they may go for the next option, which is a veneer. So a veneer is just, it looks like a normal healthy tooth, and it's almost like, you know, a gel nail that fits on the front of the teeth. It's a little bit more complex, but it has a beautiful aesthetic finish.
And just on that, for a lot of people, maybe if they have self-confidence issues, something like this can really transform them.
It can transform them. And what we tend to find are people, well, commonly mothers coming in with their children and then kind of asking about themselves, and they say, well, I don't think anything can be done. And actually, little changes can make a lot. It can, you know, can make a lot of difference to a person and a person's confidence.
And what about social media? And you have a website, and it's a great way for people to go and look and see the services you offer. And again, through social media, you can put up examples of work that's been carried out.
Yes, we've put together a really good social media team in the latter part of 2025. We made a good start, I think, then, and we're looking forward to the year ahead with regards to that. We're encouraging a lot of our clinicians. But as I say, we have a good team now. We have a nurse, Faith Hayden, in Donegal Town, who's taken that over and has made such a difference to our team. Dr. Payam and a few of the others are really into the social media, and as I say, it becomes a team effort to keep that going. But certainly that's the best way to get our message across, to show what we can do for people. Testimonials are another. Really, you know, sometimes a photograph doesn't actually tell you exactly the full extent of the changes that dentistry can make to a person's life. So we try to encourage our patients to do the Google, to make Google reviews, and to promote us by word of mouth. The Colgate Awards every year, we've found that each year the amount of nominations that we're getting for our practices, for our team, and for our individual dentists is increasing. And patients want to say thank you. And these are done anonymously. We don't know about this. Last year, I think we had 9 nominations, and then, you know, we won the Ulster with the Ulster contingent, which was Dr. Lydia. We're very proud we're proud of all our dentists, but we're especially proud of what she achieved for us, which is amazing. So that's another thing that's helped us within the social media vein.
So, Siobhan, it is primarily private patients, but public patients can avail of a limited number of things as well.
Yeah, so we're predominantly private, but we do see a large number of medical card patients and patients with PRSI. So those with PRSI will be entitled to a clean, but with some payment contribution towards that, and an examination. With medical card patients, they'll have an examination and they're entitled to 2 fillings. They're also entitled to dentures on your medical card. Any teeth that need to be extracted, that's all covered on your medical card. There's quite a lot on there. And we tend to find, you know, that patients who can avail of their medical card treatments, once they have done that, they don't mind going on for extra treatment. If say they've only entitled for 2 fillings, they will go on and get a 3rd or a 4th if they need to. We find that it's important to balance our intake and give back to the community, which we do in other ways too. Like we support the Donegal Ladies Senior teams, and we've supported our charities in Donegal Town, our Pieta House and the Donegal Hospice and the Irish Guide Dogs.
Among maybe one of the more unusual or high profile or interesting jobs that you did back in 2012, a big year for Donegal Gaelic football, you were involved with the Gum Shields.
We were. We were actually approached by the GAA and asked us, would we become the dentists to the team? It was great for us because we were only in year two. And so, yeah, we had the lads in, all the lads in, into the practice for impressions for their gum shields. We did it over a series of days. We actually went out to a training ground one night in the dark and cold. You know, it was a bit bleak. And then we had a day at the Sandhouse in Rosnoula, and Jim McGuinness was there. All the boys were there. We just took impressions. They'd all been training, and they came in and they had their impressions. We had a lovely photograph, and they signed some jerseys for us. So it was really lovely to be a part of that, and to contribute to that health, to their oral health. So that was a good chapter in our story.
Sport, more and more people playing so many sports, and your teeth can take quite a knock in a lot of contact sports. So gum shields are very important.
Absolutely, Chris, and especially with our orthodontic patients, we always include a modifiable gum shield to give to our patients who play GAA. It's included in their price. But one of the things that we reached out to when we started here in Letterkenny were the Donegal senior ladies. We felt that at that time they weren't getting a lot of support. And I was always a netball player, a team player at school. We did very well. You know, anything that we were given, we were so grateful for. So I think it was Maxie Curran came in with the girls, and we did their impressions and made their gum shields for them as well. We've sponsored T-shirts, and we're continuing to sponsor them. I think they're heading off to Dubai very soon. So we're helping them. I think we've got some rucksacks for them. We'd really like to be involved, and we're hoping to do that this year, 2026, be involved in more sports clubs, especially after you've completed your orthodontic treatment or you've had any expensive dental treatment. You want a gum shield that is bespoke and fits properly. You know, the advantage of it is it doesn't move. You don't have that bulkiness. A lot of people find it difficult to breathe when they're wearing the boil and bite ones. And also the boil and bites will not protect you against concussion if you get a knock on the head. The only thing that will protect you with that is a bespoke gum shield. So it's an investment.
One thing I noticed on your website, and it wouldn't have sprung to mind if I hadn't looked at it in advance, is you offer a treatment that can help from an anti-snoring point of view. Tell us a little bit about that.
We become marriage counsellors. we've talked a wee bit about what anti-snoring is. There is a device that you can use which typically, there are different reasons for snoring. I think we better go back to that, to the beginning. Not all of them can be improved using an anti-snoring device. Typically, if you have a snoring problem, you need to get that seen to by your GP or an ear, nose and throat specialist. But the first line of treatment will be if they'll ask you if you put on weight, because often it's just the fat pad at the end of at the back of the palate in the mouth that the tongue drops back and hits against. So if a person has started snoring having put on weight, the first thing they'll be asked to do is to try to lose that weight and improve it themselves naturally. The second is the anti-snoring device, which advances the lower jaw. And when you bring the lower jaw, position the lower jaw forwards, the tongue comes with it. And when the tongue comes with it, it stops hitting against that little bit of soft palate at the back of the mouth, which causes the snoring sound. Now, that works on a number of cases, but sometimes it's more advanced and you need to really seek your ear, nose and throat specialist for that problem. But yes, it has helped quite a lot of people in quite a lot of marriages, I think.
Well, my thanks to Dr. Siobhan Murray, founder of Blue Poppy Dentistry and Orthodontics. If you want more information, the highly informative website is bluepoppydental.com. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio. Thanks for tuning our way, whether it's on the radio or online. May I wish you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. From me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.